This is New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development podcast series.
Hi, my name is Pam Glazer.
And I'm Seth Donlin.
And today we'll be talking about ways to make your home safe for the arrival of a new baby. So, Seth, what's the first thing that new parents should be thinking about in terms of childproofing their home?
Well, Pam, many parents don't start thinking about childproofing their homes until the baby first begins to crawl. But it's never a bad idea to start thinking about childproofing as early as possible. In fact, getting everything ready before the baby is even born may be the best way to go.
Okay, that makes sense. But what's the first thing we should be thinking about when we do decide to start childproofing the home?
The first thing should probably be what we're going to call forbidden territory. There are a huge amount of things in the average home that are a danger to curious infants and toddlers. Many of these things, however, are concentrated in just a couple of rooms. The first of these is the kitchen. Whether it's something that's truly dangerous, like a gas burner being accidentally turned on, or just something that can cause a terrible inconvenience, like a refrigerator or freezer getting pulled open so that your food spoils, the kitchen is a veritable minefield of accidents waiting to happen when a young child is around. To begin to make the room safe, appliances like coffee makers and toasters need to be unplugged so that children can't grab their cords and pull them off of counters. Knife blocks need to be kept well clear of the edge of counters where toddlers might be able to reach them. Drawers and lower cabinets, especially those that contain sharp objects, breakables, heavy pots and pans, and household cleaning products, need to be secured with childproof latches. Stoves should have their knobs covered. Refrigerators and freezers should be secured with appliance latches, and trash cans should be covered and latched. But the best approach of all is simply to make the kitchen forbidden territory by installing child gates in all of the room's doorways. Sure, it may seem like fun to let your child play on the floor while you're busy making dinner, but one dropped knife or one spill of boiling water can turn into an instant tragedy. Better to play it safe and just keep your baby out of the kitchen unless they have the full attention of a responsible adult or older sibling. The bathroom is the other room in the home that should be forbidden territory for the baby. Young children should not have unsupervised access to water. In addition to the drowning risk, and believe it or not, young children die every year by drowning in toilets, children are at risk for being scalded if tap water is too hot. Water heaters in your home should be set to no more than 120 degrees to help prevent burns. But to be as safe as possible, keep bathroom doors closed and use a doorknob cover to prevent unsupervised access.
Wow, some of these scenarios are pretty scary. I can see why the kitchen and bathrooms should be off limits. But what about the other rooms in the home?
Well, as we move into the other rooms, it's helpful to think in terms of categories of hazards. For instance, falling hazards. In New York City, the law requires landlords of multiple dwellings, those with three apartments or more, to provide, install, and maintain approved window guards in apartment and public hallway windows where children under 11 years old reside. While landlords and residents of smaller buildings are not required to install such window guards, it's nonetheless important that parents of young children do so. Likewise, child gates should be placed at the top of all stairs, and railings with gaps between its posts of more than 4.5 inches should be covered with plexiglass, plastic netting, or some other material that will prevent small children from falling through the gaps. Another category to be concerned about is electrical hazard. All electrical outlets should be secured with safety plugs or outlet covers, or be blocked by heavy household furniture, such as bookshelves or couches. In addition, electrical cords should be hidden behind furniture or secured with a hide-a-cord device because, let's face it, young babies will chew on just about anything.
Yes, that's very true. And what about choking and strangulation hazards?
That's certainly important to think about. For starters, all small, easily swallowed decorative items, such as a bowl full of small stones or glass beads, need to be kept out of the reach of small children. Next, the cords of draperies and blinds need to be trimmed back or tied in such a way that children can't get them accidentally wrapped around their necks. Finally, and this is one that many parents don't think about, the plastic bags that we often use to line small trash baskets in our offices, entry halls, etc., can be a danger to children if, when playing with them, they get them stuck over their heads.
Okay. Is there anything else that new parents need to be concerned about?
Sure. The last major category we'll really need to guard against is toppling hazards. Anything that could topple over onto a small child, bookshelves, televisions, floor lamps, etc., need to be secured to the wall or placed safely out of reach behind another piece of heavy furniture. Also, tablecloths, placemats, and doilies should be removed, as children love to tug them off of tables, bringing whatever is resting on them crashing down onto the floor and, all too often, down onto the toddler himself. Now, while I just said that toppling hazards are the last major category that we need to be thinking about, I don't want to leave listeners with the impression that there is nothing else in the home to be concerned about. Every home is different, of course, and different homes have different hazards. Some houseplants can be poisonous if eaten, for instance, and so should be kept out of the reach of children. Likewise, if you're using fertilizer in your potting soil, you need to keep the plant somewhere where kids can't decide that it would be interesting to try a big mouthful of dirt as an afternoon snack. But while no list can cover every potential hazard in a home, if you follow the basic guidelines that I've laid out here today, and you keep the number of the American Association of Poison Control Center's hotline in a conspicuous place, and that number is 800-222-1222, if you do all this, you'll have gone a very long way towards making your home as safe as possible for your newborn son or daughter.
Thanks, Seth.
Thank you, Pam.
And thanks to our listeners. We hope you learned a lot today. And we hope you will listen to some of our other podcasts, including Preventing Slips, Trips, and Falls in the Home and Household Chemical Safety.
You've been listening to New York City's Department of Housing Preservation and Development's podcast series.